Joe 4, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Police in Boulder say they've received hundreds of tips about who was involved in a party that turned violent near the CU campus on Saturday. CPR's Paolo Gialsita reports.
The crowd grew to as many as 800 people, many of whom were not wearing masks. Some participants later assaulted police officers and damaged property. University of Colorado Boulder officials say students who attended could face suspension. Those found to have assaulted police may be expelled. In a statement, the CU Interfraternity Council says the party turned into a riot because of nice weather and a lack of spring break. I'm Paolo Gialsita, CPR News.
Three protest organizers who were arrested after racial justice demonstrations in Aurora last summer are in court today. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they face multiple felony charges.
The three defendants, Joel Northam, Lillian House, and Whitney Lucero, were involved in a demonstration on July 3rd in which protesters surrounded an Aurora police station and said they would not let anyone in or out until the department fired all officers involved in the death of Elijah McClain. The three are charged with attempted kidnapping for trapping people inside the building and inciting a riot. Today's preliminary hearing is a chance for prosecutors to show the judge they have enough evidence to warrant a trial. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Even as visitation at national parks fell last year, Colorado National Monument saw a jump. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel says the park had more than 435,000 visitors in 2020, nearly a 10% increase. The monument stayed open even as other parks closed to visitors during the pandemic. On the whole, national park attendance fell nearly 30% last year. Grand Junction and Western Colorado have highs today near 70, mid-60s for Denver and Colorado Springs, above 70 in Pueblo this afternoon, and temperatures getting cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.